Hey, Mom, we ready to do a podcast?
Sure.
In a world where there's too many podcasts, this one is choosing to review a movie. We're doing something a little bit different. Two people have seen a movie, and that movie is...
Flash.
On...
Even My Mom Has a Podcast.
Yes, this is Even My Mom Has a Podcast. I'm your host, Vaughn Fry. Well, rather co-host. We like to think of my mom as the host, right?
Right.
And we saw The Flash, didn't we?
We sure did.
Yeah, so I thought we would talk about it. And okay. Before we get too far into it, well, I do have a Red Bull I want to open. How's that sound? Oh, yeah, that's a beaut.
Red Bull. It didn't splash all over him this time. Good going.
Because if you buy the authentic kind, that's what happens.
This guy, Vaughn, has two Red Bull refrigerators now.
All right, I'm going to put one up for sale if you're happy, okay?
I'm happy.
What did you think of the movie? Before we get into the breakdown of the film with all the spoilers, what was your thoughts of the movie?
It was all right.
All right, and all right is what your husband thought about it, too? He went with us?
Yeah, I think he thought it was better than I did because I don't think I got most of it.
He just went, all right, all right, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, so the film starts off, we have Ezra Miller.
He's pretty hot.
The Flash.
Pretty good looking.
His character's name is Barry Allen. He's The Flash, superhero. This is part of what they call the DCEU. Now they're kind of trying to also call it the DCU. Something like following in the shoes of the Marvel universe, cinematic universe. Not something you're really familiar with, this DCEU. But I did see the Justice League movie that introduced some of these characters. And I saw the Snyder Cut on formerly HBO Max. Now it's called The Max.
So what is DCEU? Is that the European Union?
No, it's Detective Comics is DC.
Okay.
They make Batman, Superman.
Okay.
Marvel does X-Men, Avengers, Spider-Man, those sort of heroes.
Okay.
And they have a big success with their, you know, convoluted, you got to watch 70 different movies to make sense of the next one. I was a little concerned you weren't going to be able to make sense of this.
Well, I made sense of it, but I just thought everything was getting frozen. I thought
when things were
Flash
when
was
things
freezing
were
things.
Slow. You thought yeah. that he was using his Flash Frozen ability?
Yeah, I thought he had some freezing ability.
No, it's
like Flash, it's more flash
like,
Frozen.
It's more like from you're seeing it from his perspective.
Yeah.
The fact that he's fast. And then other times you're seeing it from everybody else's perspective and he's going by, right? And there's like a lightning bolt or whatever.
Yeah. I just don't see how he goes down the street and doesn't hit a whole bunch of cars.
Well, he's fast enough to avoid them.
That's what your father said.
Okay, well.
I have my doubts.
Yeah, so I did see the Justice League. I kind of liked his costume better in that film than this one. This is more akin to his classic uniform. Well, classic in his Silver Age Flash costume, the one people are familiar with. There were some CGI augmentations to it, and it kind of sometimes looked like his face was kind of floating on top of his body, the CGI body.
But what's going on in his crotch?
I wasn't looking at his crotch.
Well,
what was there lightning coming out of it?
I didn't see any lightning. It was just quite obvious.
Ezra Miller actually goes by they, them pronouns. Well, I'll have you know.
They, them and was quite obvious.
That allows they, them to get away with crimes. He has been laying low. The first public appearance in a year was going to the premiere of this movie, which I didn't think. I thought he'd be handcuffed or in, you know, the orange romper, you know, the jail outfit with the Crocs and all that. But no, not really. And that was kind of to my surprise.
Well, he's not in that much trouble. He's just
something about breaking into other people's houses, punching people during karaoke, maybe kidnapping. I'm not really sure what all this is about. But yeah, he starts the film off in a coffee shop, right? And he's getting like a sandwich and he has to have a lot of calories. The Flash burns a ton of calories, doesn't he?
He sure does.
And you are going to stop doodling and commit.
I'm drawing Batman
oh
on
my
his motorcycle.
Sake.
I was impressed.
So this guy's not making this sandwich fast enough. And
what was it, peanut butter?
It was weird. I think there might have been
raisins. Maybe?
There could have been mustard on it, but this guy was taking a day to do this, right? No rush.
So apparently Flash has to fuel himself. He has to have fuel in him, food in him, I guess.
I'm not really sure how his powers work in that regard, but it seems like Superman doesn't need muscles to be strong.
No.
But for the Flash, he has a lot of calories to burn to be fast.
Which is kind of odd, because usually if you have superpowers, you don't have to worry about all that. But apparently he had like a little scale that said, running low on fuel.
Yeah,
or something.
Had like an Apple Watch that was telling him this sort of thing. He gets a call up from Alfred, Batman. Now, look, this is in the DCEU, Batman is played by Ben Affleck, and his Alfred is Jeremy Irons, aka Scar from The Lion King. You recognize him or something?
I didn't recognize him.
Remember, he was the bad guy in Die Hard with a Vengeance, the guy who wanted all the gold?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember that one?
I recognize him. Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, he calls him up, said, hey, there's a sinkhole at the hospital in, Metropolis or something. You got to get there.
No, Batman's town.
Was it Gotham City?
Gotham City.
Well, he's like, hey, how come Superman can't show up? And they had Superman was fighting a volcano, that as one does, right, with your laser vision. If you have the, actually, he has a cooling breath. Maybe that would help with the volcano, I think. I think that's one of his abilities.
See, I told you he could freeze things.
So, okay, whatever. That's a different guy. But Batman's preoccupied. He has to chase a Hummer on with his...
Quite a Hummer.
I don't know if they're calling this the Batpod or not, because in the Christopher Nolan films, he had the Batpod motorcycle. And here he just kind of opts to have a motorcycle in the daytime. Batman typically does not come out in the daytime, which means that's when you want to rob banks and stuff. But in this movie, there's a lot of Batman in the daytime, right?
Because... major stuff's happening.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you don't have a choice. You don't get to schedule these things, do you?
No.
So
do we know why the place is sinking, the hospital is sinking?
No, it wasn't like anybody had a plan to sink
and
it.
And I saw no bad people. I thought maybe somebody was robbing something or doing something like that, but I didn't see anything like that.
No, there wasn't anything to explain that. It was a sinkhole. I heard that get brought up.
Okay.
I thought that this movie would be too complicated. Something that I did appreciate about the film was that you could watch this film in itself, and it's self-contained.
Obviously, if I watched it...
Okay, it went over your head and back again and all this stuff.
I had no back knowledge at all.
You didn't have to have seen any of the previous films to understand. Everybody was introduced well enough. The concept and things were explained in a way that you could watch this film. When it comes to the Marvel films... you miss one Marvel film, you miss one TV show, you're screwed. You just have no... who is that? He did what? When? I was supposed to remember that? Like, that's the whole movie.
Well,
that's the way those
work. Better not go see any of those.
Yeah, I'm keeping you away from that stuff.
Okay.
So he saves everybody. There's babies falling in slow motion, right?
Yeah, and but he, I told you at the end of the movie, they're dolls.
No, they were supposed to be babies.
I know they were dolls because it's just like the doll I used to hold in my baby story time, the library.
You don't think they were a computer-generated baby
thing? No, they were baby dolls.
With the dog falling and there's a nurse.
Watch at the end, they're dolls.
And then he catches up with Batman, who's chasing a Hummer.
Don't spoil the whole thing.
We're spoiling the whole thing.
Oh, we are? Okay.
Yes. Okay. That's what we're doing.
Don't watch this unless you've seen it.
So Batman's chasing the Hummer. There's always going to be Hummers to chase in movies. It doesn't matter how long ago they quit making Hummers. People are going to have Hummers to chase in movies.
This it's looks always like a tank.
It may as well be. It's 8 feet wide. 8 feet. And actually, now if you park a Hummer next to the Ford F-150 Raptor, the Raptor looks bigger.
It is?
Oh, it's tall as heck. Yeah.
It's a truck, right?
That would be a full-size truck, yes. It catches up with them, helps save Batman. Wonder Woman shows up. I didn't really expect to see her because we've heard things about a lot of turmoil. They brought a new guy in, this James Gunn. He's gonna oversee the direction of these movies, and we have a lot of these people kind of dipping out. Like, we saw Superman fighting the volcano, but I don't think that was actually the guy that plays Superman, whose name just eludes me. Issues. He's supposed to be done with Superman. Gal Gadot... that might be how you pronounce her name.
Who is that actress?
She's Wonder Woman. You saw her in that movie with Ryan Reynolds and Dwayne Johnson.
Okay, so Wonder Woman, I didn't know that her little lasso made you tell the truth.
It's called the Lasso of Truth.
Did you not watch that.
The Wonder Woman show?
Apparently not.
I mean, I don't think I've seen a full episode of it, but people know of these things. And I thought you really knew of it.
No, I don't.
It was a 70s show.
I know, but I wasn't into that.
So that there was a funny moment
mostly
there.
Mostly guys were into
that.
Her.
She rescued them, and they're saying the truth for no reason, and that, you know, get some little laughs, right?
Yeah.
But we kind of understand that Barry Allen, he works this Flash. He works well when he's sort of like the sidekick. He's not the center because he gets to pop in, say a few funny things. But when he's the center of it, it gets a little grating, and he can't kind of knows that. He knows that he talks too much, right?
Right.
So he works, he does some forensic things. He's trying to get his dad exonerated for killing his mom. He's like, there's proof out there that you didn't do it. We have a surveillance tape. And, oh, no, you never looked up. We don't have your face on the video. So there's your alibi.
He's a little nerdy, but not real nerdy. I mean, he's kind of redeeming, maturing.
But the Flash, he realizes he can take a chance at this. He wants to go back in time. Got to go back in time.
Everybody says, don't do that. You can't mess with time. But does he listen? No.
He goes back and tries to stop his mom from getting killed.
Stop his mom from forgetting to buy tomatoes.
Well, so he figures he has to try to do it in a small way. So if he can get her to not need someone to go to the store to get the tomatoes... I don't know how that stops the intruder from coming into her house.
Didn't he just come in and kill her and her husband?
Yeah. Is he certain that the dad is going to stop the intruder?
That's true. We don't know.
I guess he kind of rolled the dice on that.
Yeah.
I thought that the time, like, arena he's in, where everything looks kind of oil-painty, it's weirdly flat.
Did you like that?
I kind of liked it because I didn't think it needed to look realistic. Mom is making a grimace here in
disgust.
There
was all kinds of stuff going on.
Yes. And so he gets kicked out of that and he gives her a can of tomatoes, right? As I've had to go get you cans of tomatoes at the grocery store,
yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So he sneaks that into a cart, and somehow that has stopped everything bad from happening. He goes forward and he gets to meet his mom. Yeah, but he meets himself, and this is where the movie takes a turn.
A freshman in college.
I think the biggest blight on the film is young Barry.
I thought he was kind of comic relief.
No, I thought he was too much. 18-year-old Barry was, wow. I mean, he's not just an acquired taste. He's vodka, seltzer water, and Vegemite. Like, he's way too aggressively obnoxious. Him and his buddies, our Barry, I guess, knows for as co-workers, they're like all shacked up in some flophouse apartment. Almost may as well have been junkies, just about. You know, maybe it's alluded to as such. But that was so grating. And I was like, oh, I hope we get out of this. And you don't really get out of it. It's this Barry is with you because it's a double Barry. You got too much Barry here.
Double Barry. That seems like I've seen that somewhere else.
Almost a Mountain Dew flavor.
I guess so.
So he's like, what am I going to do? He tries to give this guy powers because he thinks if he doesn't give immature Barry powers, he won't have powers if he fails to give him the powers. So he gives him the powers, but he loses his powers in the process.
One of his teeth falls out. What's that about?
That was supposed to be a comic relief thing.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think the comedy worked in this movie so well. The story is actually by the people who made the Vacation remake, which I liked, and Dungeons and Dragons: Honor Among Thieves,
which
is one of the more recent quality films, and it's funny, and the comedy works there. They did the story; they didn't write this, so maybe they weren't really involved in the comedy aspects.
I don't think I laughed through the whole thing.
No, I thought The Lasso of Truth was the height of the comedy in this, and that's within, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
And then after that, it's kind of like, oh, gosh, can we power through this? Because this movie, it gets pretty serious at times, doesn't it? And then all that goofy stuff just seems, like, unrelated.
Yeah.
So now we have Key Barry doesn't have the powers, but he's training up the other Barry how to use him. He shows him his suit that unfolds and
from his ring.
I don't know how he stuffs it back in this ring quickly, but he can, you know, flip around and transform into this. And I think that he's like, well, we got to assemble the Justice League because General Zod is coming here. Now, it would have helped if you saw the Man of Steel movie. I don't know if you saw that or not. Henry Cavill, he's Superman, remember?
Yes.
Did you see his Superman movie?
I think so.
Where he had to fight General Zod and the city was being crumbled. Yeah. And Superman really didn't care too much about saving people. He could have taken the fight into space and not had collateral damage. But he decided, hey, let's go for it, Metropolis. Ruin the whole place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which was a jumping off point for Batman versus Superman. Batman sees all this destruction. He's like, we gotta stop this Superman. And it's up to me. Do you bleed? And he's all like this. And they have to fight it out. And then the Justice League forms and all that. You didn't really have to see that. They explain enough here to be like, hey, this we're back in time to where General Zod came to Earth, and we got to stop him. Assemble the Justice League. We got to get Batman. So they go to Batman's hangout, right? Wayne Manor. And it's dilapidated.
And it looks like the Biltmore Mansion. I'm almost positive that's where they filmed it.
I'm not really sure if they may have rebuilt it, but Ben Affleck Batman, his Wayne Manor was like burned down. So I think he might have rebuilt it in one of the films or had ordered for it to be rebuilt, something. Okay. But he runs, do not touch the wires.
Okay.
He runs into a kind of homeless looking guy, long hair, who kind of kicks the crap out of R. Barry and fast young Barry. He's able to outmaneuver him, right?
Young Barry.
How else are we going to identify them?
I have no idea.
Good Barry, immature Barry?
Freshman Barry.
Okay, so this guy beats him up, and did you recognize him right away?
No, I just saw a lot of gray hair, a lot of long gray hair.
Well, it's Michael Keaton.
In flip-flops.
Remember?
I know, you know, he's my favorite Batman.
The first movie we saw together was Batman in 1989 with Michael Keaton. And the last movie we're going to see together is The Flash with Michael Keaton, 2023.
Well, I hope not. Well, I hope it's not the last movie we see together.
It's poetry. It rhymes.
No, it doesn't. We'll see lots of movies. Maybe one day you'll have kids and I can take them to, we can go to the movies.
So Michael Keaton explains to them how time travel works. Now, they had a really garbage explanation in theory and time travel in the MCU, and I thought that was trash. Anybody with any sense did. For them to say you came to this point, but things in the past changed too. Like, remember they said Michael J. Fox isn't in Back to the Future?
That was
and
weird.
And Kevin Bacon's in Top Gun instead and all this stuff. I actually think that, as implausible as it is, Michael Keaton's explanation for time travel in this movie with the spaghetti strands that overlap and everything was actually pretty solid.
I thought that was good.
I thought that it made it so that you can make sense out of this stuff and why we have a different Batman, things like that, right?
Right.
So he wants Batman to be Batman again. They go into the Batcave. We see the Batmobile.
No, 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 Batman.
Not that Batmobile. Sadly, it doesn't move. They don't even power it on. Batmobile does nothing.
It just
sits
there.
Yeah, they big opportunity missed.
They have Batjet.
Well, the Batwing, I think they called it. I mean, this was looked a little bit different than it did in the 89 film. But they eventually talk him into being Batman again. And I thought Michael Keaton looked pretty good once he decided to shave the beard, cut the hair a little bit. And he's Batman, and it's a sort of a variation on
Michael
the suit.
Keaton?
He's like 71, 72.
He's older than me.
He's older than, there are people older than you. Yes. So I thought he looked pretty good.
Me too.
And you can do Batman at this age because we have the technology to sub some people in, to have the CGI. A lot of times Batman's cape is computer. Do you notice when Ben Affleck's Batman was on the motorcycle, the very obvious CGI cape.
Right, because it was like a cape shield.
It didn't look like a cape as
it was a shield.
Yeah. No, well, you're thinking about when Michael Keaton's using his cape. No, so, remember the Batman with Robert Pattinson? He had a CGI cape when he's on the motorcycle.
That's
but it
true.
Looked more realistic.
That's true. He wasn't in this movie.
I was surprised he was not because later in the film, we hit you with all the, hey, remember that stuff? And was surprised about that. But they go and they have to go get Superman to face Zod because Superman defeats Zod, although a lot of people get killed. But they need him to beat Zod because Zod's going to destroy Earth, right? So they look for Superman. They can't find him anywhere. They think they located Superman in Russia.
And then it was...
Don't get there just yet.
Okay.
No.
I get excited.
So they take the Batwing, and the Batwing stuff looked pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why it needed to rotate some of the compartments when it was flipping, but not Batman. He's like, look, I don't want to get an upset stomach, so I'm going to remain upright. Everybody else flips and rolls around.
Somebody got really sick a bunch.
Oh, yeah. So they parachute into this secret Russian facility, cause a bit of a stir, but they rescue a girl that's inside what they called an iron scrotum. and they rescue.
I think the freshman Barry came up with that. I think he's the one that called it iron. You know what?
Highly likely. So they rescue her, and they're about to get defeated by the Russians. It's not looking too good for Batman and everybody. And then her powers come on. She starts whooping butt, right?
So is she Supergirl?
She's Supergirl.
Who is she? Who's that actress? I couldn't place her.
Her name is Sasha Kaye.
She's cute, really cute girl.
This is her first movie.
Really?
She was a soap opera actress.
Oh, where's she from?
I think Boston.
Okay.
So she actually booked this on one self-tape audition shot with her cell phone.
Seriously.
Sent it in. They actually have video on YouTube. There was some event and they did a live reveal of who was getting these parts or something. Uh-huh. She had just taken a shower and she was in a robe and her hair was wet and stuff. And they wanted her in on a Zoom call or something off the bat. And they're like, hey, so you got the part. And she's like, okay. She didn't know what the part was for. They were keeping it pretty mysterious in the audition. There's something about a gun and things. And then they said, you're Supergirl. And then she started crying and all that stuff, right?
Wow.
So I thought she did pretty good as Supergirl.
I was impressed.
The character could have used some more screen time. I thought she was going to have a bigger role. It took a while for us to get to Batman, Michael Keaton. It took even longer to get to Supergirl. She didn't really have a reason to help the people of Earth so much as I want to find my cousin, Superman. Because he's got there's a thing about all of Krypton can be rebuilt because of his DNA or whatever. But they changed that around and said it was actually in her, but Superman died in this universe, right? This timeline. And so she has to fight Zod. She does agree to help them and everything, but she probably needed some moments to see that humans were good. I'm not sure why she's speaking English if the whole time she was on this planet she was with the Russians and maybe thought they were bad or whatever. I'm not really sure what her backstory was. As far as when she was in or on Earth so much, that could have been made more clear. But they have a big fight with General Zod in the desert, right? Like, it looks real flat area. There's army troops. They're fighting Batman until they figure out Batman's good, right?
Right.
And the Flashes, they're beating guys up and they're putting their powers together and Supergirl, she's fighting Zod, and things look pretty good, but then it takes a turn for the bad, and they have to go back in time and read. Hey, let's change. Make a few changes.
I was getting dizzy with all this going back in time, then going forward, then let's go back again. Gosh.
We got to make some changes so she doesn't get stabbed, so that we tell Batman that not to crash into that spaceship, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, put things your shields like
that. Up. It has shields. Don't bother crashing. Okay, good. Whatever. They mess with going back in time so much. And it was sort of immature Barry. Freshman Barry keeps wanting to go back.
You like that,
don't
you?
And fix things. And that's when we start seeing all the different, the multiverse thing happen.
Right.
The big pot of spaghetti noodles, right?
Right.
And we see 66 Batman, Adam West. There's these spheres spinning around, kind of showing these different universes.
With the helmet on.
The Flash with the helmet. We see.
Looks like a strainer.
We see George Reeves, Superman. We see Christopher Reeve. We see the gal that played Supergirl alongside him, but they weren't really in a movie together.
They were standing together.
There's a lot of CGI'd up deceased actor cameos of sorts. Some people think that has a. Brings a poor taste. What did you feel about that?
I liked it because it, you know, obviously I don't know that much about the new movies or the background. I didn't read comics as a child. And obviously, I think all I read was Archie. But I think it was neat because it brought back memories. I mean, of
Bat memories.
Superman. No,
it,
good
it brought
memories.
Bat memories.
No, it brought
back. I heard Bat memories.
Back good memories.
Now, there was one version of Superman that I think really threw you and Dad off, and I said I'd explain it later on the pod.
Which one was that?
There was a Superman with long hair.
I don't know who this guy was.
And he, like, laser blasted a spider. And this was during the sort of montage of, hey, these are different versions. People say this film, oh, it's using the member berries. That's a South Park term for, hey, remember that? Remember when? And then you're supposed to feel elated from the nostalgia.
Did you just say remember berries as in freshman berries?
Member berries.
Like berries like a fruit?
It's a South Park thing. Yeah, okay. It's in South Park.
I thought we had berries
that remind
I
you of things. No.
Gosh.
So that stems, that long-haired Superman was Nicolas Cage.
Seriously.
Now, I think he was all CGI. I don't think he was actually in the production.
It did not look like him.
Why? You're probably wondering, why is there a Nicolas Cage Superman? When I went to go see Con Air with my best friend Blaine back in 1997, right before we moved to Kansas, we saw Con Air and there was these rumors going around, hey, the next thing Nicolas Cage is doing is Superman.
Oh.
He's doing a Superman movie. The writer of that Superman movie is Kevin Smith. You'll recognize him. He always takes photos now with his, like he's surprised for some reason. But he was writing the Superman movie, and Nicolas Cage was going to be in it. And this guy, I think his name is John Peters. He's the producer of the movie, okay? And so Kevin Smith comes up with this stuff. They have photos of Nicolas Cage trying on Superman outfits. They look a bit different in this. His Superman outfits look kind of like what Flash's first outfit, his outfit in the Justice League.
Okay.
Movie did, but that kind of recent, I think 2017, but the Snyder Cut recently. Okay, anyway. So this was a thing that was going to get made, and it got shelved. Kevin Smith is writing out the stuff, and he's got these characters happening and all this, and the producer's like, you know what? I think there needs to be a giant spider. He's like, well, there really isn't a giant spider in Superman's, like, warehouse of villains, so I don't really know about that. And he's like, no, there needs to be a giant spider. I want to see a giant spider. The movie doesn't get made. Then Wild Wild West shows up. That movie with Will Smith,
right.
Remember?
Uh-huh.
End of the movie, giant spider.
That's where it came from.
And they had to use a giant spider somewhere, and that was the movie that got the giant spider. That is that whole, like, inside baseball, weird backstory thing is the reason why that scene's in the movie where with Nicolas Cage Superman blasting a giant spider.
Man, most people did not get that. You're good, Von Fry.
It's pretty random, but I think some people probably got a little kick out of that.
I wonder if
Nicolas Cage gets any residuals out of there. We learn that immature Barry had been going
Freshman
Barry had been going back in time so much that he essentially became evil. He's been trying to go back in time and fix everything, keep mom alive in this universe, but he has to save Supergirl and Batman. Everybody has to keep going back and redoing things, and it just ruined him, and it kind of made him evil, right?
I didn't get the evil part.
Well, the freshman Barry sacrifices himself because that evil Flash tried to kill mature Flash, but he stabbed immature Barry instead, and that took him out of the picture and kind of reset things. Our Flash then decides that his mom is still alive, just not in his time or something, right?
Right. He kind of has a goodbye moment with her.
He goes to the grocery store and he has a little talk with her. She doesn't quite recognize, but maybe does, you know, something like that.
I don't think
that.
She does. I thought, okay, as soon as she looks at him,
he uses his freezing ability to then remove the tomato cans from the cart.
Right.
And that puts everything in motion for Trell. But before he leaves, he looks up and he sees the surveillance camera and he kind of has an idea. Flashback to the court trial. They have new evidence to exonerate his dad.
That was good.
That was pretty good. I didn't really quite see this idea coming, but I thought it was pretty clever. He moved the tomato cans to the top shelf, so his dad had to look up. Thus, he's on the surveillance camera.
That's why he put it up there. No, I didn't get that. Now, obviously, lots of things went over mom's head.
So his dad had to look up, and it's like, yay, alibi. You didn't kill your wife.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
I thought Batman just had some kind of a bat trick and fixed it.
But things are not actually verbatim how they were before Flash left. Because Batman shows up, you know, after the trial to congratulate Barry. And who is Batman now?
Clooney.
George Clooney. Yeah. And why is George Clooney Batman? Because he was Batman in the disastrous Batman and Robin that everybody wants to forget about from 1997.
Well, I know he was Batman, but I didn't know. My point, I didn't think he was disastrous.
It may just be a one-off thing for them to be like, hey, look, we didn't forget about him. Hey, we brought another Batman in here.
He looked pretty good. It's very gray.
I think
gray.
What they should do is they should do the Batman Beyond movie with George Clooney as Batman, and he has to like pass on. He's old, and he has to give Batman to a younger guy. But it takes place like further in the future, in a sense, and stuff. But they could potentially set this up. I think people would enjoy that. We don't know what's going to happen because they have new people at the helm here overseeing these movies. This could very well be the last of what they call the DCEU, but there is possibility of Sasha returning as Supergirl in some capacity of future movies.
I think she needs her own movie. She's really cute and good.
It's a character people have heard of to some extent. She'll probably get a movie because they're giving movies to things people aren't really that too accustomed to. Like we saw the preview for Blue Beetle. Did that make any sense to you?
Kind of.
The scarab thing?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Well, I mean, it's, you know, some of these lesser known things get movies. So overall, I thought the movie tried way too hard with the comedy at times. Supergirl was really quite serious. Batman was fairly serious, but immature Barry and his cohorts just. Man, that was too much for me to look past. I would give the movie 2.5 out of 4 stars. Just kind of say it's all right.
It's all right.
And you think it's all right too?
Yep. Hey.
Hey, what?
Are we through reviewing the movie?
Yeah, but I want to talk about some other stuff.
Well, I got something I want to tell you.
What?
I have news that I don't think you know.
Okay, well, I'm going to get into
breaking
the news also.
News today in Wichita, Kansas.
Okay.
Our Looney Bin comic place is going out of business.
Not surprised.
That's sad.
They should have been all over me, giving me a show and stuff.
So why don't we open up a comedy place?
You don't open up a comedy place. You open up a podcast theater. People come in with their podcast. They have an installed base. People want to see them live, do their show, things like
that. Let's do that.
We could look at something like that. Whatever.
That'd be cool.
You want to get that venue? It wouldn't be a bad venue for it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really downtown. There's better locations downtown, but
downtown is a little sus at night, as the kids would say. You feel like you might get stabbed.
Yeah, if you were closer down to where all the bars are, it's kind of there's might be a better venue over there where there's more police presence.
Yeah, that's kind of unfortunate.
How about Union Station? That'd be a good place.
I've been in there for a party. It's not really situated for the seating. Like, it's kind of weird inside, but it looks pretty cool. I mean, that's what I got to say about that.
World Treasures might have room for us.
I don't know. I want to talk about an item here. These are very hard to pronounce, but just kind of gibberish companies selling a product on Amazon. Tespum Tascimeter. I swear that's what it says. And this other one, it doesn't even say on here right now. But these are cleaning kits for your iPhone. Clean out those lightning ports, which once the lightning port goes bad on an older iPhone, you kind of have to upgrade. You have no choice.
I think that's awesome.
And I made videos for these on Amazon, and they're pretty popular. You got like a whole bunch of different modules in here, and you can brush out the lint.
You need to clean your father's phone. We were on a trip.
Offered, and he said he already did it.
It needs to be cleaned.
So you have brushes. You have a detergent you can put in there, kind of reoxidize, unoxidize, whatever. You have a putty you can kind of put in the speaker grills and pull lint out.
Cool.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. And then also this other gibberish company makes like a little plug you can put in. And that's kind of cool.
Does it come in that little case?
Yeah, it came in this little case. I got the plug not in my phone right now, and I probably lost it. But
let me see
I could
the
use
case.
The other one. Here, look at that.
You know what? That's a magnifying case, or it looks like it. Like
it
those little cases
looks
that they
like
put
it.
Bugs in, so kids can look at the.
Yeah,
bugs.
But there's no magnifying strength to it. So okay. I'll put. If you want to check out something like that, I'll have the link in the description below.
Okay.
All right. So that's pretty cool. I didn't really have a lot in the way of news I wanted to show you, but I did. There was something that happened in the WWE last night.
Oh, wow.
In the wrestling. Now, this guy. Okay.
Somebody split their tights.
To preface this, this guy's name is. There's a guy named LA Knight. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not the neatest sounding name, but this guy, he's got a good look to him. He can talk. He's finally getting the push here. It's weird. The crowd loves him, and he loses a lot. But it looks like he's finally getting his moment here. And I think you'll may recognize kind of his style. All right, so he's going to interrupt that guy. Look at the, hear the crowd right there?
See that? Listen to this place.
The people don't get excited at wrestling anymore.
Let me talk to you.
Is this the guy?
This is LA Knight.
I look in this ring and I see Ricochet, I see Nakamura, and I see two guys who are as useless as basketball cleats. Then I look and I see a guy. He makes videos for 14-year-old girls and wants to call himself a megastar. No, no.
That's Logan Paul. He's kind of a guy that they bring in sometimes to get some hype up.
Is this supposed to be like Nicolas Cage?
He's basically 50% Stone Cold Steve Austin, 50% The Rock. See, like he keeps going, yeah, like that.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, so, and he's actually a pretty good wrestler and everything. And so people are actually hoping he gets a title and everything. What do you think of that?
I think that sounds good.
All right, well, I guess that'll do it for this week.
Bye-bye now.